We continue on with our description of the Seder regarding Hallel. Now we know that we split the Hallel so that we have our meal in the middle of the Hallel, because on the one hand, we want to recite Hallel spontaneously right after we finish the Haggadah as if we just left Egypt, but we also have a tradition that you want to say Hallel al Keres Malaya. We want to have it on a full stomach when we can relax and really enjoy it. So therefore, we split it. Well, how do we do that? Ad Heichon Hu Omer asks the Mishnah in here, Perek Yud Mishnah Vav. Bishamay Omer Ad Eim Abanim Smeicha. Bishamay says, the first part is until Eim Abanim Smeicha Veisila Omrim Ad Chalomish Lamayno Moyim, which is what we do until the first two paragraphs. V'chosim Be'Geula. We conclude with the bracha of Asher Ga'olanu. How does the bracha of Asher Ga'olanu sound? Rabbi Tarfon says Asher Ga'olanu V'Golas Avosinim Mitzrayim. That's it. V'lohe chosim, and you don't say any more than that. Rabbi Akiva, Omer, Rabbi Akiva adds an entire extension of the bracha. Kein Hashem Elokeinu v'Elokei Avosinu. So God, the God of our fathers, Yagenu l'Moadim v'L'Regalim Acharim Abayim l'Karasinu l'Shalom. You remember this from the Nusach of the Haggadah. Hashem, it's a plea, it's a tefillah, that you should bring us to holidays and festivals, other ones that are coming in peace, joyous in the rebuilding of Yerushalayim, and glad in your service, Hashem. And we should eat there from the Zvachim, from the Karbanos, and the Karban Pesach, Ad Baruch Atu Hashem, Ko'al Yisrael, and that's how we paskin. So Rabbi Akiva says, we have this long chasima, this long conclusion, which is not just a reflection on the past, but it's also a tefillah for the future, which is not surprising, as we know Rabbi Akiva is very hopeful, optimistic, forward-thinking, great perspective on life. Mishnah Zayin, so now you finished Magid. Mazgulo kos shlishi mevarach hamazono. At the end of your meal, you pour your third cup for benching, and you make a bracha on your food, your benching. Ravi, the fourth cup, gomer alav asahal, you finish the halal. For omer alav, birchas hashir, and then you say the birchas hashir, which is two opinions in the Gemara, two different nuschos in the Haggadah, Ashkenaz and Sfard. And the Mishnah is telling us a rule, bein hakosas halalu imrotz alishtos yishteh, but bein shlishi l'ravi lo yishteh. Between the first two cups, you are allowed to drink, but not between the third and fourth cups. That's considered to be mosif al hakosos. We don't want a person to be adding on the cups. And this happens in nafkamina sometimes if a person forgot to say some of the haggadah, if they're allowed to add an extra cup. So if it's between the first two, you're allowed to add, but between the third and the fourth, you're not allowed to add to the cups for the Seder.